talking today with Melissa Ellis. She is the development director for the BSO. For those who are not in the know, that is the Bryan Symphony Orchestra, our fantastic local orchestra, although really we're really for the state and for the world. We bring people in from all over the world to play.
Absolutely. I like to paint it as it's an adoption process. Like the whole Upper Cumberland should be responsible for the BSO. It's
yeah.
We're the only, as far as I'm aware of, we are the only professional orchestra in rural Tennessee. Most of them in our metropolitan areas.
I believe that to be true. And you know, it's something that I always hear local businesses talk about the fact that when they're trying to woo people to move to Cookeville, they always mention the BSO.
Oh, good.
And I hear that all the time. Now, maybe they need to put up a little more money to support the BSO, but that is that's a draw. People go, oh, Cookeville's got a symphony orchestra?
Yeah.
And yeah. You guys work all the time.
All the time. It never stops. So if we're not like planning a concert for the full BSO, we're doing other things to plan for the BSO.
It's so exciting. Well, before we get to that, I'd like to know, Melissa, what is your background in music?
Well, I started at the Cumberland County Playhouse, 15. Ugh,
the best.
I did a few musicals, but the big one that I really got plugged into is Smoke on the Mountain. And from
their
there,
signature piece for years.
I know. When I left Crossville and then I moved back, they were still doing it. And I hated telling people. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did it when it opened. And they're like, oh, how long ago was that? And I'm like, just a few years ago.
Right.
Because I did it when it opened. So, you know, I did that. I went to Roan State Community College, mm-hmm. studied vocal performance, studied theater. And then I went to Tennessee Tech, studied music therapy and theater, which I remember having a class with you in 2001.
Wow.
For a short period.
That blows my mind. That's so cool.
And then after 2020 happened, we kind of figured out that I was no longer going to get to play music because I was working as a jazz artist, mm-hmm. and I did gigs and I did recordings and session work. And that was not happening in 2020. And it scared me. And I was like, okay, so now I actually do need something to fall back on.
Right.
And so I announced to my family, I'm going to go and get my master's. And they thought, oh, she's going to do something like architecture. She's going to do something. No, I went back into music. And I got my degree in music business from Berklee College of Music.
Wow, that's so exciting.
So now I play music still. I'm up for 3 awards with the Josie Music Awards, which is an international music awards, and mm-hmm. we'll find out who wins on November 2nd, I believe. But it's just always
Fingers
such an
crossed.
Honor. It's always such an honor just to be nominated. This will be my 11th nominations. I say, you know, I'm an 11-time nominated jazz artist instead of the 11-time loser.
Well, look how long it took Susan Lucci to win a
right,
daytime.
I do think of that often. I think of that often. But I'm up for Jazz Vocalist of the Year, Jazz Artist of the Year, and up for Song Achievement of the Year for my song Underneath the Moon.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, I hope you win, and then they do a big feature about you, like in the Herald Citizen or
that
something.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
They get pictures of me on the red carpet in my dress.
Yeah.
As long as they can Photoshop me looking really great, I don't mind.
I don't think they'll have any problem with that.
Thank you.
So so you're working for the BSO now.
Yes.
So that's your grown-up job.
Yes, that's my big girl job.
And tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so I am doing the development. I am the development director. Basically, in layman's terms, I do the fundraising. I do the networking. I'm the social butterfly of the BSO.
Which is so important.
Yes. Oh, and I love it. I didn't think I was meant for that kind of job because I feel like I'm not as extroverted.
Right.
And so here I am. You know, I meet with companies. I meet with businesses. I go to social events and I tell them all about BSO and how great we are and what we do for the youth in this area, what we do for the economy in this area. And then I ask them for money. And if I can't ask them for money, I create events to make money.
Ah, that's great. That's so important. You know, of course, I've worked with professional theaters for years. And having a good fundraiser, so many of the artists who are brilliant artists, but they're not very good at asking for money. I've never considered myself
it's
somebody
tough.
Very good. And somebody that can just kind of break through that And particularly explaining, like what you were just doing then, explaining the value of music in the community.
Yes. And, you know, I do see a lot. I'm very passionate about it. I have four boys. My younger two are musicians. They love music. One went into concert band after his fourth grade year. We do an education concert series where we do a concert for all the fourth graders in the surrounding Upper Cumberland area. My son went to that, came back in the fifth grade and was like, I've got to play an instrument. So this kind of thing is so important to our youth. And that may be the only time they ever experience a live orchestra concert.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about your involvement in music and talk a little bit about what's coming up for the BSO. So, Melissa, you were talking about your son's involvement with music. I have a son who was involved. He was played marching band.
Awesome.
He was percussionist in marching band at CHS. Absolutely loved it. He's not still doing music, but he really loves it, and he loves music. Music is a huge part of his everyday life, and he sort of segued into writing about music in journalism, you know, journalistic circles and things like that. But, yeah, we were talking about just how important this is.
Oh, it teaches teamwork.
The art and everything.
I hear so much preaching about what sports does for kids, and my older two played sports, so that's how I know how to fundraise, because I was on the basketball boosters and stuff
like
that.
There you go.
But it does teach teamwork. And then you have musicians, and you can play solo, but in a lot of cases, they start in marching band, concert band. And that is a team effort.
Absolutely.
And you learn, and it just teaches diligence. And I mean, there's so many adult needs that come out of learning music, a discipline.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's so exciting. So you work for the BSO. What's coming up for the BSO?
Well, we have relaunched our BSO Presents, which is our way of bridging the gap between classical music and other genres of music for the Upper Cumberland, because we know that not everybody wants to sit through a classical orchestral concert, even though I would recommend everyone at least experience it.
Oh,
it's not
incredible.
I tell people it's not something you go to listen to. It's something you go to experience.
Yeah.
It's something different.
And I think too, the watching the musicians play.
Oh gosh.
I don't play any musical instrument, but watching the musicians play, watching Dan Alcott conduct, it is a show.
Power.
I mean, it is such a show. So you not only are you getting this beautiful music, but the visuals.
Yes. It's an experience, like I said. But not everybody likes that. And I know that people like jazz and country and blues and all this other stuff. So we thankful for Rachel Wingo last year, who was our executive director at the time, created BSO Presents. And we are relaunching it this year. We are carrying it on. And first and foremost, we have our TTU Faculty Jazz. Mm-hmm. And then on July 17th, which is a Thursday, at the Stone Cipher Lecture Hall, we have Emmy Sunshine, who got her start at the age of 8. She's a prodigy. She's now the ripe old age of 21. she has a new album out called Misdemeanor, but she got her start playing music at 8. She's been on Rolling Stones magazine.
Wow.
She's been on the Today Show. She was on American Idol in 2019.
My goodness.
She's coming to do a quiet little listening room concert for us on the 17th. And then on the 19th, 2 days later on that Saturday, we have Mark Kramer doing a clarinet and confections concert. And this one's exciting because whereas our other BSO Presents are all ticketed events that you buy tickets online, his is a pay what you can.
Oh.
And all the proceeds are going to help the BSO. And this is incredible because if you can't afford anything, though we would like for you to drop maybe $1 or $2, whatever, pay what you can. This is an experience again.
And
you get to come in.
And that pay what you can could be $1,000 if somebody is feeling like it.
And I hope they do because he's incredible.
Oh, he's phenomenal. I mean, an incredible, incredible artist as well as an incredible educator.
Yeah. And then I'm really excited about this. We have partnered with the Cumberland County Playhouse. And I take a quick moment to thank you, Bryce McDonald, the producing director.
What a gift he is.
Oh, I know he is. And we have partnered with them. So we're doing 3 dates at the Cumberland County Playhouse this fall. One is August 6th. The TTU Faculty Jazz Band is playing again. And I actually get to be the guest vocalist. And those tickets are on sale at the BryanSymphony.org website. And then October 22nd, there's another date. And then I believe December 14th.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We're excited.
And getting to play up at Cumberland County Playhouse. It's just beautiful up there. Well, we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, we're going to continue to talk with Melissa Ellis about future plans for the BSO and a little more about the importance of music in this community. So, Melissa, looking at the future of BSO, I think it's interesting you were talking a little bit about kind of expanding the palette of things, that it's not just classical music. I got to see Nashville Symphony Orchestra for the first time a week ago. I went to see the Black Star Symphony, where they do the David Bowie album, and they have five of the original musicians who worked on the Black Star album with Bowie performing,
Bowie.
And they had John Cameron Mitchell as a vocalist, you know, from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And I was sitting there thinking, this is the most amazing thing. It was an evening of Bowie music recreated for a 60-piece orchestra.
Yes. That would be incredible. That would take a very generous underwriter, I believe.
Yeah.
But that's not something completely out of focus for us.
Sure.
I would love to see that happen. I come up with ideas like that all the time. Like, you know, we just had the 50th anniversary of Jaws. Now,
right.
How great would it have been to watch that and have our BSO play John Williams' score in the background?
Oh, that
like,
would be
how
incredible.
Awesome.
That would be incredible.
But, you know, that takes a very generous underwriter and the right auditorium with a screen and everything. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I can dream.
Right. And look, there are some very generous people in this town.
Oh, yes.
So many do support the arts. But, you know, to be able to put that, you're the perfect person to put that little thought in their head, like, ooh, maybe I'd like to see this.
And again, people that don't want to sit through classical, they may want to sit through Nightmare Before Christmas and listen to some Danny Elfman. You know, it's just how we reach our communities. And that's what's really important, is we're really trying to reach the community and not just the community of individuals to be involved and watching us, listening to us, being, you know, getting the experience, but the communities of other arts organizations. I think we're all aware that grants are getting to be simmered down a little bit for us.
Sure. And it's a challenging time for artists.
It is. And what I like to look at it is, this is a time where there's safety in numbers. And we recently partnered with WCTE PBS. We all know how their grants are going right now.
Sure.
And, you know, we donate our tickets for their great TV auction. And we are also giving them tickets to give away to some of their members this year. And this is the kind of thing I want to see happen. I would love to see us come out to the CPAC and do a incredible show. I mean, there's just so much potential out there.
I have always had and I think I may have mentioned it to Dan once a couple years ago, but there's a very cool play by Tom Stoppard called Every Good Boy Deserves Favor.
Okay.
And it's an hour long play. It's set within in a prison. It's about an artist who is imprisoned for their political thought.
Oh.
But it includes symphonic music. And Tom Stoppard specifically says this is best if you have live musicians, because you see the musicians as if you're seeing them in the imagination of the guy who conducts an imaginary symphony from his cell. It's the coolest play. I'd love to see
it. I'm sure
play.
You see my hamster wheel turning in my brain. You're just planting seeds here, Mark.
So I love that. But that's, and that could be the kind of thing that, what a cool, you know, artistic collaboration of the theater and of music that would, I think, really draw some audiences.
Collaborations are so powerful.
Absolutely.
They are so powerful. And it's not just us dipping into another market or them dipping into our market. It is the art that you create and who it touches. And then you touch people that may not have been interested in theater or may not have been interested in that. And they come together, and it's just such a powerful approach. Collaborations, I'm a big fan, and it's teamwork.
So if people are interested and want to learn more about the BSO, how do they go about doing that?
Well, the first thing I would tell you to do is to come to one of our concerts. You know, we start our concerts in October, our subscription concerts, but we actually have a free concert coming up at the end of August at Dogwood Park.
Awesome.
And I did not bring my notes to tell you what all will be played, but I can tell you, because it's been the big thing that we've been pushing, is that we're going to do some highlights from Wicked. See, that'll reach people you know, may not want to hear classical, but hey, we all know Wicked right now.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
You know, come to one of those. We're going to have information to share with you about what we do. We have our education program, which is super important to us. We have, you know, we're here to enrich, entertain, and educate, and as Rachel Wingo once said, and quite frankly, we're here to enchant. So
that is fantastic. Well, Melissa, this has been a great talk today.
I've enjoyed it.
I have as well, and best of luck with the BSO and all of the things they've got coming up in the future.
Thank you so much.